This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis. Good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here. This is the Outdoorsman Radio Show, where we talk about fishing and hunting and the great outdoors. And we know it's the first day of goose season. Plenty of folks out there deer hunting today in the rut, or at least the immediate aftermath of the rut. And that's the breeding season for white-tailed deer. And it's ongoing. It's not like it stops. There's always going to be bucks looking for does this time of year. So you never know what's going to happen out there in the woods. So we encourage you to go. First item of business is old business. If you recall, last week we called the secret lair in Montgomery County and spoke to a couple of the kids that were going hunting. I think there were 17 in the bunch. Most of them scored on a deer. Many of them scored on a nice buck. And that's the goal of the secret lair gang. They sit the parents with the kids. And, if they don't have a parent with them, if it's a neighborhood kid that, needs some help, or, maybe the dad's not there, maybe the mom's not in the family or whatever it might be, they will sit with the guys, the kids, and everybody just kind of sits a morning hunt, lets the deer movement occur naturally. We started getting pictures at 7:30 last week. About, these kids taking some nice deer. We have a whole slew of pictures now. That requires the parental permission, getting the emails or the text pictures and that type of thing. The young lady that we spoke to scored on a beautiful 8-point buck. So we've got a tremendous success story out there in Montgomery County that should be emulated across the landscape. Groups of men and parents who get together and don't have a place to hunt, get together with people who do and, get these kids out there. And it's not about, jealousy. It's not about, oh, well, I've been hunting at 10 point, on a such and such piece of property. And, we put the kids in there at the peak of the rut. Oh, that's going to be awful. No. These guys are dedicated. They know how many deer are out there. They know what particular deer are out there in most cases. And if the kids get them, more power to them. They are the most honorable and unselfish bunch I have ever run across in my entire life, this dedicated group of men and parents and kids. So I just commend the folks at the Secret Lair this morning in Montgomery County, and I'm proud to be associated with them and hunt with them. Now, that being said, a couple of the deer were taken on the lease that I am a part of out in Montgomery County, and we got a text yesterday that one of the other leaseholders encountered three coyotes and was actually able to manage to take one with his bow from his stand on the property yesterday. So that was a very interesting thing to see. Hunted a managed hunt this week on Thursday with Phil Norman's group out there in Montgomery County Recreation and Park. Saw one deer, had a few deer taken. What was the funniest part of the whole deal were to participate in that program, to be buck eligible, you've either got to take a doe first, not a button buck or, an antlerless buck, but a doe. And then you can take a buck. And the first buck you take has to be at least 3.5 years old. The antlers have to be 15 inches, which means outside spread, outside the ears. Or you have to be buck qualified like I am and have taken two antlerless deer, two does actually last year, which I did. So I'm buck qualified. However, there were, 30 some of us on site on a 1,000-acre county park. And one fella had a group of, I think, four or five bucks walk by him. One real good shooter in there, and he wasn't buck qualified. Another fella had the same bunch come by him. He took a shot at the bigger one and missed with a little bit of buck fever maybe kicking in. And nobody was actually able to take that any of those deer out of that bunch. So I got to see one buck that was hightailing up over a ridge out there, but that was it for me. So it's been three hunts in Montgomery or in Howard County, excuse me, for me. One deer sighted, no shots taken. So that's unusual. Usually I'm right on the money, right on the mark, and I'm able to take a nice deer or two out of that program every year. At one time, I think I took seven or eight in one year. But, hey, that's me. All right, 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. We are doing the muzzleloader contest today through the end of this month. We'll give that away on the first of we'll give that away on the first Saturday of December, because next Saturday happens to be the first day of the deer season, the firearms deer season, and I will be in the deer stand with my grandson Jacob. At least that's the plan anyway. Got a funny text here from our buddy Chuck. He's on his way to stand in Frederick County. He mentions that we've got apples now, so maybe we'll see more deer, referring back to a caller a couple weeks ago that wanted to know if you put apples out for deer and cut them, that would bring more scent and they would have more deer come in. Who knows? So, but apples are definitely a good deer lure, as are sweet potatoes, as are, and you'll hear more, you'll hear some stuff about feeding an excess of corn next week on next week's pre-recorded show. We did have Phil Norman come in. He was here live this year. The other day we recorded the program for next week. We had Brian Eiler come in for the deer leader for the Maryland Department of Natural Resources. So that show will be very interesting when we talk about the first day of deer season, the deer numbers, and that type of thing. So that'll all be next week, however. So, we've got Chris working on something for you. Hello, anybody out there? How about giving us a call here this morning sometime? And we'll get you in a muzzleloader contest. Chris is down the hall working on a project. But how many of you heard that we had our first bear attack in Maryland? Our first bear attack. Yeah, we sure did. Maybe the first bear attack on record in the state. A bear that attacked a woman in Frederick County, Maryland, Wednesday night has been euthanized. And this is according to NBC4 in Washington, copyrighted by the Associated Press. Chris is working on the 911 call, if you haven't heard it. That was from the Maryland Natural Resources Police. Karen Osborne is her name. Was walking to her daughter's home next door about 9:30 p.m. to check on her daughter's barking dog when she was attacked in the driveway. By the way, callers, just hang on there. Just stay there. The phone's going to ring and ring and ring. Chris is down the hall, and I have no way to signal him. But she was attacked in the driveway. Maryland Natural Resources Police said it was so dark she didn't realize she walked between the bear and one of her cubs. Initially, she tried to fight off the animal before deciding it would be safer to play dead, her husband said Thursday at the hospital where she's recovering. She said she punched him in the face a couple of times. She's a tough babe, said Ronald Osborne. 63-year-old woman is recovering from a broken arm and other injuries after she was attacked by a bear in Frederick County. The attack, apparently prompted by a perceived threat on the bear's cub, stopped when Osborne dropped to a fetal position. She went into a fetal position and called 911 laying there. That's a 13-minute call. We're trying to record a portion of that to bring it to you. Said Paul Pedito with the Maryland Department of Natural Resources. At that point, the bear probably realized the threat to her cubs had subsided. Mark Snuffin, the son-in-law, said his mother-in-law didn't know what she walked into. Came back a couple times, Snuffin said. That's pretty strange. The kids are a little freaked out today. I would guess they would be. Tell you what we're going to do here, folks. I'm going to take this call. Good morning. This is Alan Ellis. How are you?
Good morning, Alan. How are you?
Hey, Fran. How you doing, girl?
I'm fine. Let me tell you what happened the other Saturday.
Let me put you on hold.
Okay.
I'll get right back to you. There's Fran on hold. Good morning. How are you? Hello?
Hey, Alan?
Yes.
Mark, how are you?
Hey, Mark. How you doing?
Good.
Good. What's up?
What a story.
Yeah. Oh, let me finish it. Chris is out of the studio right now, so just hang on there a minute. I'm going to put you on hold, okay?
Gotcha.
All right. Thanks. If I drop you, call back. Same way with you, Fran. If I drop you, call back. All right. Everybody's on hold. Just wanted to make sure we got that. So, anyway, Biologists used a tracking device to find the sow and later euthanized it. The mother bear was wearing an electronic collar, which is a part of a Department of Natural Resources program. She was tagged last summer after she got into a chicken coop. Now, I hadn't read that before. I had not read that before. But a couple of people that I've talked to ask, why did the female bear have to be euthanized? And I said, Well, from what I read, she was wearing a collar, which means that this bear was a problematic bear at one point. And here we just proved that. The bear had gotten into a chicken coop. So they captured the bear because of its interaction with humans and its destruction of livestock. They collared it. They took it somewhere and released it. Well, apparently the bear had been habitualized, is that the right word, enough to be comfortable to interact with around humans, to be comfortable enough with human scent that it wasn't, and I said it's probably raiding garbage cans, you know, I don't know anything about that, but the sow was familiar to area residents, said Tara Snuffin, the victim's daughter. She's been in the area forever. We all kind of love her. We're all very sad that it had to happen this way. The bear had three cubs, and authorities believe the victim may have gotten between the bear and her cubs. One of the cubs was spotted in a tree near the driveway where Osborne was attacked, apparently treed by the barking dog. Department protocol is to euthanize a bear that attacks a human. Now Chris is back. Yeah. That's Fran, and that's Mark. Now, an official with the Department of Natural Resources said the cubs are old enough to take care of themselves. Biologists were able to put a tracking device on one of the cubs. Osborne suffered a broken arm, cuts to her head, and required more than 70 stitches. She's listed in good condition. Paul Pedito, director of DNR's Wildlife and Heritage Service, said it was the state's first recorded bear attack on a human in at least 81 years. The state's growing bear population, estimated at more than 1,000 in 2011, prompted the state to expand hunting this year to Frederick County, where the attack occurred. Maryland ended a 51-year-old moratorium on bear hunting in 2004. I will be more than glad to send you the link to the 911 call if you would like. We're trying to get it taken care of. Okay. Chris is back. Fran, please call back. We'd love to hear from you and make your comments. And there's Mark. Are either of those folks calling back? Fran and Mark, call back, and we want to talk to both of you. Sorry about that. Like I said, Chris was down the hall. All right, so we had a – what are your comments on that? We had a bear. There he goes again. He's really working. He's really working hard. So, all right. Is it 5:21 already? Oh, my goodness. Well – we'll get to those spots. It looks like I'm going to take your call directly right now. So, Fran, if you call back, we'll talk to you. Sorry, I had to put you on hold there for a minute. And Mark, call back as well. So, let's see what we got. We're having fun. I really threw a curveball at Chris this morning. Yeah, I really did. So we'll see what happens. All right, I just can't sit here and wait. That's all I got to. That's all I can do is just keep moving on. We do have some poachers that were charged this past week. Let's see who's on the line. There we go. There's Paul. Okay. We'll get to you in just 1 second, Paul. Feet Fort Meade. All right. Good morning, Paul. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Alan. I'm good. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. What's up?
I was just calling in to give you a little update on the youth hunt. I was out with my brother and my nephew. He's 13.
Okay.
First time in the woods. First time holding a gun. First shot. He killed a 12-point buck.
Oh, good grief.
Yep. I'm going to send a picture in to you so maybe it can go in the magazine.
Oh, yeah. Ellis at ellisoutdoors.com. Absolutely.
I'm going to do that.
Perfect. That will be great, man.
It was really exciting. My brother was elated. The whole ride home, he was just ecstatic.
Oh, my gosh. That's wonderful. Well, do me a favor. Make sure that your nephew writes up a little story about it.
Okay.
Okay?
Yep.
He can do that. I'm sure he's telling everybody. Just put those words onto paper and send it to me.
All right, great.
All right, Paul. Thank you very much. We'll look forward to your email. And do mention that you called the show, will you?
Okay, I will.
All right, I'm getting a ton of these pictures. So I've got probably 18 pictures since last week, just on email and a bunch of text and that type of thing. Congratulations to former fisheries director Tom O'Connell's son Tommy and his daughter both scored on Youth Day Bucks last year. Tommy's was a pretty good one too. So, all right, thank you, Paul. We look forward to seeing that picture.
All right, thanks, Alan.
Enjoy your day, buddy. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Right, you too. Bye-bye.
All right. We've got Fran and then Mark. Okay. Good morning, Fran. How are you, dear? What's up?
Good morning.
Sorry about that.
No, that's all right. I'm going to explain what happened last Saturday.
All right.
I overslept.
Okay.
I went back to sleep. I was up doing things, moving around, you know, and because I was kind of, how can I say, excited about all the election and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
So
okay.
Anyway, I was wound up, and I said, well, I'm just going to lay here just a minute. And it was like 3 o'clock. I woke up again. It was 10 of 6.
Yeah, there you go.
And I started screaming, oh, my God, Alan. Oh, my God, 10 minutes of 6. I done missed an hour of the show.
Oh, my God.
No way. Give me the phone.
That's funny.
Two people were on the line, and I thought, oh, my Lord, I don't know what's going on. And somebody in my house turned the radio off. And see, with the radio being turned off, I have a natural thing that wakes me up when your show's coming on. But anyway.
Right, okay.
So that didn't work.
All right.
So I thought, so then I couldn't hear what you were saying. And somebody said, he said, call back next week. He's got a guest. I thought, oh, my goodness, because Pepe put me through. And I said, oh, everybody's going to think I am so rude. He must have told everybody he was having a guest. I call in and I said, I want to talk to Alan. So Pepe said, okay. He put me through. I thought, oh, my Lord. So I said, now, friend, but, you know, it worked out for the best.
Got it.
Because what I had planned to say after Tuesday,
yes,
it wasn't really for your show, and I needed to calm down. As that new expression I heard, pump the brakes on that truck.
Oh, okay.
What I needed to do.
Okay. All right.
So I calmed down. I had a week. I know you got a pre-recorded show next week. So I thought, well, all right, now, don't you dare. I'm going to stand up against the wall.
All right.
I don't miss it this week. And what I have done, I have reworded, which was in my best interest, to fit your show, what I wanted to express last week.
All right.
And here it is. When you go into the woods and you're carrying a basket, the deeper you go in, please be careful of your path. Don't trip, stumble, and fall for everything in the woods to see. Because when he who holds the handle controls the basket, but if you trip and fall, you will drop the basket, release the handle, and all the eyes and critters that are watching you are rushing to see what was in the basket. When you get up and brush yourself off, you no longer have the contents of the basket by which you thought you controlled. And when you get to your final destination, the party that you plan to have, you're not as prepared because the contents of the basket, some of them have been lost.
I get it. I hope our listeners do.
Okay.
All right, dear.
Thank you.
You got it.
Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye-bye. There she goes. Mark, good morning. How are you?
Good.
What's up, brother?
Oh, wow.
That's, yeah.
It's good to hear from Fran, by the way.
Oh, yes. Very nice.
I haven't heard from Chuck for a while.
You what?
I haven't heard from Chuck for a while.
Oh, Chuck's hunting.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's hunting. Don't worry. He's good.
Oh,
yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's yeah. Some story about the bear.
Isn't it, though?
Yeah, dropping to a fetal position. Man, I would have just dropped dead.
Oh, yeah. Well, she... here's what I did. I presented Chris with a challenge today. I said, here's the audio of the 911 call. He said, all right. So he's back in the studio, putting it on a what we call a cart, and it exceeds the limit of the cart. It's a 13-minute 911 call. Okay. I said, well, just cut it off right there at the minute and a half mark or whatever. I would do that. Can't quite figure out how that's done. I said, oh, okay. So he's been running back and forth to the studio in between calls here and trying to fix that so we can bring you that audio, that 911 call. It's pretty chilling. So, and if we don't get it, just email me and I'll be more than glad to send it to you, and you can play it on your own device if you like.
Oh,
so,
wow.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
Mm.
So. Yeah. So, the woman's laying there and she is, she's beat up by a bear, broken arm. She thinks she has a broken leg and, it's pretty chilling. Let's see here.
That's horrible. Now,
it
what
is.
Kind of bear was this?
Black bear, female black bear. Yeah.
Black bear.
Yeah.
And that's, I can never remember. There's one with a hump and one without a hump.
That's a grizzly bear.
Okay. One you're supposed to drop and play dead. And if it rolls you over, you keep rolling till you're face down again.
Well, that works for every one of them.
Oh, so. Really? Okay.
Yeah.
I had read
yeah.
that. One you're supposed to play dead. The other you're supposed to run and hope for the best. And I thought, how do you remember that when, you know, under the circumstances?
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's pretty interesting.
It's devastating.
Yeah.
Kind of a miracle she's alive.
It is, very much
I do
so.
Feel sorry for the bear. I understand the need to destroy it, but...
Sure.
The bear... I killed because of its basic instinct to protect its young.
Yeah, of course.
And it may have just demonstrated superior intelligence...
Yep.
...in the way it became habituated with human beings.
Right.
On the other hand, do you want to live in a world with really smart bears?
Good point. Good point. Yeah. So, no, somebody, Laura asked me if they really had to kill it. And before I read the story, I said, yeah. She said, why? I said, it attacked a human. That's, you know, that's protocol. Of course, it is. But it was very, very interesting that. Let's see if I can get this on my phone and play it into the microphone if that works. This is the report from...
The attack happened in the driveway of the woman's home. This was on Iron Gate.
Can you hear that okay, Mark?
Yeah.
In Middletown. Now, the woman underwent surgery overnight for puncture wounds that the bear gave her. Just a few minutes ago, the head of Maryland's wildlife black bear response team talked about what likely led to the attack.
This was not a bear that was sort of laying in wait for the homeowner. The best we can tell is she went down a dark driveway with a dog. There was another dog in the driveway off leash. And the sow had her cubs there, and she reacted to what she believed to be was a threat. That's our best guess of what occurred.
The mother bear did have two cubs. Officials say both are fine. They weigh about 100 pounds, actually, and that they're old enough to take care of themselves. This had been the first bear attack in the state of Maryland, and those officers remind folks to never feed wild bear. But again, the woman attacked. Did live. She survived through surgery. All right. This morning,
Well, that didn't work. That was just a report. I was wondering where the 911 call was. Here it is. Hold on. Let's see if we got it. Well, no. It looks like I have to install SoundCloud. But wait, let's see what this does. Here we go. Hang on, Mark. Listen to this.
Oh, yeah.
Here's the 911 call from the lady who was attacked by the bear.
Frederick County 911, what is the address of the emergency?
7613 Iron Gate Lane.
7613 Iron Gate Lane?
The bear has attacked me. I'm laying in the driveway.
What attacked you?
Bear, and he's still here. Please help me. Please help me.
What is your name, ma'am?
Karen Osborne. Please come now. Please come now. Send someone now. I'm being attacked by this bear. He's coming back. Hurry. He's broken my arms and my legs. I can't move. And I'm bleeding, and I'm going to die. Please hurry.
We are going to help as soon as possible.
Oh, my God. Here he comes. Oh, Lord. Please, dear God, no. Please, dear God, no. Hurry, sir.
Come on, buddy. Talk to her. Jeez. Stop typing and keep talking. I think I'd investigate this 911 guy.
So?
We have help started, ma'am. I'm going to stay on the line with you.
Well, you get the idea. We can't play all 13 minutes of that, but how about that, huh?
Unbelievable, her presence of mind.
Her presence of mind. Yeah, I'm wondering where the guy is in talking to her. You know, he's just typing away there. I got a woman attacked by a bear. Oh, excuse me. I'll stay on the line with you, ma'am. You know, I mean, wouldn't you want that reassuring voice continuously talking to you? I would, you know.
Well, 40 years ago, more than.
Yeah.
I called 911. I was in a house when someone was trying to break in.
Right.
And there was a woman at 911, and she made a point of saying, I'm going to stay with you. The police are on the way, but I'm staying with you. Keep talking.
Yeah.
And you're right. It was very reassuring.
Sure, you have to be. Yeah. There's a woman all beat up, busted up by a bear that's probably circling her. And, scary.
But she had a friend with her.
Yeah. There was a Julia Roberts movie where she left an abusive relationship and the husband found her. I can't remember the name of the movie, but at the end of the movie, he's breaking in the door. She's on the phone with the police. She's got a gun. And as he comes through the door, he hears her say, yes, officer, I've just shot an intruder.
Funny thing is, that's very similar to my experience back then.
Yeah, yeah. Did you have to shoot the guy, Mark?
No.
Oh, that's good.
It was a young, big, very powerful guy, totally strung out on drugs, and he liberated a sword.
Oh, nice.
Another house before he got to ours.
Nice.
And I just sat there, and at some point I just told the operator, look, I have a revolver in my hand. I don't want to use this. But if he gets in, and fortunately the police got there before he was able to get in.
Yeah.
I didn't know about the sword. He was built like a football player.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
He was so stoned. They put him in the back of the car, and he tried to get out of the police car by butting the window with his head.
Nice.
He would have chopped me up, not even known I'd been there.
Oh, my. Wow. Yeah. Ay, ay, ay. Uh-oh. Robin's mad at me for going after the 911 guy. He's sending somebody, did what he's supposed to. Get off his back. Yes, dear. All right. Mark, Thank you for listening and indulging me. I appreciate that.
Oh, no, it's fine.
Yeah, buddy.
Good to hear you.
We're going to take a little break, and we'll get right back.
Have a great week.
Thank
Have
you,
a great
sir.
Hunt next week.
We will. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
See you. Bye-bye. Dave and Perry Hall. Sorry, buddy. We just got in here at the time of the break. So let's see what we have to do here. We're going to talk about Clyde's Sports Shop. Clyde's is located at 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9. And they are your full-line Browning dealer. If you need any firearm for any hunting season, anytime, anywhere in the continental United States and beyond, Clyde Sports Shop is your source for Browning firearms. For rifles, they've got the new A-Bolt 3 with the installed Nikon scope. It's a great value. It's a walnut stock and a blued barrel. You'll enjoy firing that gun, shooting it in. And then, of course, there's the X-Bolt, another high-powered rifle available, high-powered bolt-action rifle available in all standard Magnum and short Magnum calibers. For waterfowlers, there's the A5 with 100,000 round and five-year guarantee. It's got a kinematic recoil-operated drive system. There's the light 10-gauge if you want to go after Canada geese and snow geese and maybe even sea ducks. The gold light 10-gauge is a great gun for that, too. So, again, Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, your full-line Browning dealer, and Browning Ammo, too, 410-242-6108. 242-6108 for Clyde Sports Shop.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built their reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire.
Alan Ellis here for Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie spray-on bedliners. You know, Linex spray-on bedliners are rated number one and carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. Your tools and your tackle, crabbing, and hunting gear can't hurt your truck bed. Choose the Linex premium bedliner that looks great and offers UV protection or the Linex Extra with Kevlar and paint match. And Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your trucks. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, fender flares, and much more. These guys provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex bedliner and truck gear accessories. Catonsville Linex, located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Attention gun owners, hunters, and shooters. Hafer's Gunsmithing in Hagerstown, Maryland is your one-stop gun shop for sales, service, and training. Large selection of new and used guns, hafersguns.com. Large selection of ammo and reloading, hafersguns.com. Repairs, parts, or custom gunsmithing, hafersguns.com. Class 3 firearms, hafersguns.com. Check out their extensive 1,600-square-foot showroom. Easy access from Interstates 81 and 70. Hafer's Gunsmithing, on the web at hafersguns.com or on Facebook at Hafer's Gunsmithing.
Gunsmithing, 240-347-4906. Above precision, beyond accurate. And while you're at Hafer's Gunsmithing, see a redneck blind on display. Redneck blinds are the best deer blinds on the planet. Do you need a blind for the field edge, deep in the woods, or on the marsh? Choose Redneck blinds. They're built to last. Redneck's fiberglass hunting blinds, new soft side hunting blinds, and hay bale blinds provide great visibility and shot angles for bow, gun, and crossbow hunting. Stephen House is your Maryland Redneck Blinds dealer. Check the Redneck Blinds website, then call Stephen at 301-331-2500.
And now more from Alan Ellis and the Outdoorsman Radio Show on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
I ain't never shot no big rack buck. No one ever stops to peek in the bed of my truck. I come home empty-handed cause I got no luck. Yeah, pretty bad at hunting deer. I watch their shows.
I'm pretty bad at hunting deer, yep. All right, let's talk to Dave in Perry Hall. Good morning, David. How are you, sir?
Doing well, Alan.
Sorry for the delay. What's up?
Well, is this the show to call in with close encounters of the bear kind?
Sure, please do.
1995, I was with the Boy Scouts out in New Mexico.
Yeah.
And it was dinner time, and we were just finishing up, and we had a bear come right in, head straight for us, right where we were cooking.
The smell brought him in, probably.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So there was nine of us, so we all formed a line shoulder to shoulder, put our arms up in the air to try and look even bigger, and started barking like dogs.
Big, giant centipede dog.
I'm seeing
this in my mind, by the way.
Right. Oh, the boys are having a grand time doing it.
I'm sure.
As an adult leader, what's our next step if this fails?
Yeah, right. What now, huh?
Yeah. But I guess it got within about 50 feet and stopped and looked at us and then thought better of it.
Yeah, probably.
Walked off, and then as a final insult, though, just as it's passing my tent, it slashes the back of the tent open.
Just for fun.
Just for fun.
Yeah.
And keeps going. That's what I said.
Yeah, yeah, you're the one. You're the one that caused this big dog centipede to come after me.
Right, yeah, right. Fun. So, had duct tape with us and took care of that. So in the end, it was no big deal, but it was an exciting moment.
That sounds a little bit too exciting for me. So
yes, well,
yeah,
that's kind of worried. The boys were all yeah.
See, I don't mind those kind of encounters. I mean, if I've been in the I've been bear hunting a few times and had some close encounters. I mean, my first encounter was with a sow and two cubs in the dark. Like this woman, I'm up in the wilds of New Brunswick. Nobody around for miles and miles and miles, an hour from camp. And hopefully the guide is on his way to pick me up. But I had been in the stand. I may have told this before, and sorry if I'm boring you if you've heard it. But I was in the stand, and the wind was coming, into the right side of my face. So I don't know what direction it was coming, but it was coming towards me that way. And I smelled, three different occasions, I smelled a wet dog, and I knew that had to be a bear. And so I just sat there a little bit, and I'd never hunted bear before. I didn't know what to look for. I didn't know what I was looking to add or for. Just waiting for a bear to appear on the bait 25 yards away. And apparently this bear was circling me. And, a few minutes later, I hear directly behind me. I didn't turn around. I probably should have. And then I didn't hear it anymore. So that's exactly what happened. The bear circled. It got my wind and took off. So it got totally dark. And, of course, it's time to climb down.
Yeah, I think the bears are generally going to be very cautious around people in general that
sure
feel threatened.
Sure. Yeah. Well, that wasn't the end of my story.
Ooh.
It got dark. Oh. Next thing I hear is on the bait. And I went, oh, that didn't sound good at all. I don't need an upset bear. 25 yards away in the pitch black. I mean, there's no lights out there. The only light in the entire region for an hour in every direction was my little headlamp.
Mm.
So I turned it on, and there was a big set of eyes looking at me, and I went, oh, that's not good. And then there was a little set of eyes to the left and a little set of eyes to the right. So that's even worse. Turned the light off, gripped my shotgun, put a round in. And the bear roared again. I saw her stand up against the tree, and she roared again. And then, in the dark, she slapped the 55-gallon bait barrel down through the woods. Kabong, bang, clong. I'm like, oh, this bear's upset. I'm 25 yards away. And then the last thing I heard was a lot of bear feet running away and popping the jaws and the whole deal. So that was a relief, but what I think happened was that bear that came in behind me was probably the boar who wanted to breed the sow. It's breeding season.
Okay.
She had two cubs. She wasn't happy with any of that and not having any of it. And she probably was displaying, you know, that she didn't want to breed and I guess put the run on the guy at the end. I mean, I'm speculating all this, of course, but I'm trying to put all the pieces together in my head. But it was a first night ever bear hunting, and at 25 yards in the pitch black darkness, it was pretty exciting.
Mm.
Pretty exciting.
Yes. I'm not sure which who had the most. You're there for your personal concern. Who was more fearful? Than I'm just sort of worried about, oh boy, I got these sons of all these nice people back in Perry Hall out here in the woods.
Uh-huh.
I hope nobody gets hurt.
All right, Dave, I appreciate the call. You're in the muzzleloader contest. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Take care.
You got it, buddy. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Oh, yes. Bears can be scary. I'm not, now that I've seen them in the daylight and watched them, you know, close up, having an encounter with one does not appear to be that scary. I've got friends that will get dressed up in a ghillie suit and blend in with the, you know, a total ghillie suit, face everything, and sit on the ground 10 yards from the bait with a bow to take a bear. I'd probably not. No, I'm not quite that gutsy yet. Not yet. But I will sit there, you know, from an elevated stand and watch them walk back and forth, you know, 10 yards away. That's no big deal. Not to me, but they are a very dangerous critter. They can be. Top-tier predator. So I feel sorry for this woman in Frederick County that she got between the sow and the cubs. I don't necessarily feel bad for the female bear. The female bear, again, was collared because it was a problem bear. The people in the neighborhood tolerated it, but if it was that accustomed to seeing humans and humans seeing it, that is a dangerous situation. I mean, if you see the thing 200 yards away, passing through the woods with the cubs, that's one thing on a chance occasion. You start seeing a deer in your neighborhood more often and more often and more often and more often, and you know, becomes habituated. God knows if somebody was feeding the thing. God knows if it had gotten into garbage in the area. You know, to attack a woman in the driveway, you know, I'm thinking of the bear must have been in the driveway in the past because it was an unfamiliar footing to the bear. You know, it wasn't something that the bear had never experienced with its paws before. So it's a shame. So, coffee time. Hold on. Mm. Well, I really love this insulated cup. It keeps my coffee very, very hot. It happens to be one of those stainless steel jobs. Very popular. And I like it. Felix in Pikesville, good morning.
Morning.
How are you? What's up?
Oh, selecting on the muzzleloader contest.
Okay. You're in it.
Okay.
All right, buddy. Thank you. There he goes. Short and sweet. Hey, you know what? The 2017 Great American Outdoor Show is coming up February 4th through the 12th. Mark your calendars. In Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. world's largest consumer outdoor show. A 9-day event celebrating hunting, fishing, and outdoor traditions. Exhibitors and events span 650,000 square feet. With over 1,100 exhibitors, you'll find everything you need to enjoy the outdoors. The Great American Outdoor Show, February 4th through the 12th in Harrisburg. For more details on the world's largest outdoor show, be sure to visit greatamericanoutdoorshow.org. And as we get closer, we'll be bringing you more details, who's going to show up, what's available, and that type of thing. So stay tuned to the Outdoorsman Show, and we'll fill you in on all the details. JB Farms is Carroll County's newest deer processor, located in Tawnytown. JB Farms. They will skin, custom cut, wrap, and freeze your deer. They can make your venison into tasty bologna, sausage, or hot dogs. And JB Farms is at FHFH, that stands for Farmers and Hunters Feeding the Hungry, participating donation processor. JB Farms can handle all wild game, from game birds to exotics to big game. And JB Farms can supply you with all natural grass-fed beef, lambs, goats, chickens, rabbits, or ducks, and even range free-range chicken eggs. Call JB Farms to have your deer processed. Call JB Farms to have your deer processed. 410-756-5656. JB Farms, located at 3523 Harney Road, just outside Tawnytown, Maryland. Call Joe at 410-756-5656. Let them know you heard about it right here on the Outdoorsman Radio Show.
A wind advisory starts at noon today and continues through the evening, with some of the gusts behind a cold front out of the west as high as 40 or even 50 miles per hour. Ahead of the front, we'll start with a clear sky this morning, then clouds will build up into the afternoon with a few showers and a high near 68. Windy and cooler tonight as rain exits. The low will drop down to 34, and a windy and cool end of the weekend tomorrow with a few breaks in the clouds and a high near 48. Heading into Monday, mostly sunny and windy with a high around 47 degrees. I'm Jeff Maher from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg is taking care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything. Their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.
Hey, Alan Ellis here for Bay Linex at Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex Spray-On Bedliners. You know, Linex Spray-On Bedliners are rated number one, and they carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. Your tools, your tackle, your crabbing and hunting gear can't hurt your truck bed. Choose the Linex Premium Bedliner that looks great and offers UV protection, or the Linex Extra with Kevlar and paint match. You know what? Bay Linex and Catonsville Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, fender flares, and much more. These guys provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck like I did, the Linex Bedliner, and truck gear accessories. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Of course, call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Catonsville Linex, located 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. 410-455-0800. Redneck Blinds are the best deer blinds on the planet. Do you need a blind for the field edge, deep in the woods, or on the marsh? Choose Redneck Blinds. They're built to last. Redneck's fiberglass hunting blinds, new soft side hunting blind, and the hay bale blinds provide great visibility and shot angles for your bow, gun, and crossbow hunting. Stephen House is your Maryland Redneck Blinds dealer. Check the Redneck Blind website, then call Stephen at 301-331-2500. Gun owners, hunters, and shooters, Hafer's Gunsmithing in Hagerstown, Maryland is your one-stop gun shop for sales, service, and training. Large selection of new and used guns, hafersguns.com. Large selection of ammo and reloading, hafersguns.com. Repairs, parts, or custom gunsmithing, hafersguns.com. Class 3 firearms, hafersguns.com. Check out their extensive 1,600-square-foot showroom, easy access from Interstates 81 and 70. Hafer's Gunsmithing, on the web at hafersguns.com or on Facebook at Hafer's Gunsmithing, 240-347-4906, above precision, beyond accurate.
Talk Radio 680, WCPM.
And now more from Alan Ellis and the Outdoorsman Radio Show on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Home of Clarence the Cross-Eyed Lion. Not Cecil the Dead Lion. Clarence the Cross-Eyed Lion. Let's talk to Glenn in Easton. Thanks for calling, Glenn. How you doing, buddy?
Good. How are you today?
Good, well. Thank you. You're in the muzzleloader contest.
Cool. Thank you.
Yeah, man. So what's going on?
We're going to try to get the geese today, but it'll be this afternoon because my son has a lacrosse tournament this morning over in Severn. So
yep.
On the way back, we'll try him in this 70-degree rainy weather this afternoon.
Yeah, well, it's gonna, you know, the front's coming in, so they might move. I don't know. Somebody else said they weren't going today because it's going to be a bluebird day and all that stuff. And I said, you know, that might be in the morning, but it depends on how quickly that front approaches and the weather changes. You know, the wind comes up. Who knows? You know.
Well, you got to be out there to kill them if you. I mean, that's the thing.
Can't kill them in the house. Can't kill them in the truck. That's true.
No, I sent you a picture of our youth day hunt.
I saw that. Yes, I'm sorry I didn't respond if I didn't, but it's been a hectic week. So,
I'm just coming out of Wawa here in Easton, and obviously they had no clue it was the first day of waterfowl because they had one person working the deli counter and one person working the checkout. There was about 200 people in there. You know, unbelievable. Well, actually, it's not unbelievable.
No, it's not. No. I've been to that Wawa a number of times. So. Yeah, I check the one just before you get on the Bay Bridge there. I'll tell you what, those people have it together for the most part. But boy, there's a lot of people in there, no question.
I think I remember at one point before they changed all the roads and everything that McDonald's there at Cape St. Clair was like one of the busiest ones on the East Coast.
Exactly. Yep.
Now it is not, but I think that Wawa is probably one of the busiest ones on the East Coast.
No question. So. Sir,
right, well,
I appreciate the call. I hear the music, and stay in touch.
Hey,
look, I spend a lot of time in Easton. If you you want to get together for a goose hunt someday, I'm available.
Sounds good.
All right, buddy. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Glenn. Bye-bye. There we go. We've made it through the first hour. I don't know how. It was a miracle. But thanks to Chris Klaproth for his attention. And coming up next, more of the Outdoorsman Radio Show. And we'll be back after the news. So get out, stay safe, protect yourself.